We've just got the guys have brought our bobcat down, and they're just doing what we call the hard landscape. So they're doing the mounding and rearranging some of the sort of basic features of the garden. So they've sort of rearranged a bit of soil into a mound. They've rearranged some of the mulch and the pebbles, so we can set some rocks into the mound and build a little rockery. Then we're going to get some edging over this other side and sort of define the garden from what will be sort of the sitting or public area.
It's a good start. I mean, when we were here last week, I mean, it was buffalo, it was cooch, it was pretty dead, and already you can see just how nice that soil looks. I mean, Tracy must have done a bit of watering over the weekend, but the soil looks really nice.
Yeah, it's not too bad. As we said in the past, it's just a sort of alluvial flood out sort of stuff, so it's reasonably sandy, reasonably free draining, and there's a little bit of organic stuff in there. So with the plants we've got, which are all local plants, they should do pretty well in this stuff.
With the issue of mounding, you see some people have really massive mounds in their yards, and like some, you know, they might have a drop of a metre or so. Is that a bit too big? What are you looking for here?
Oh, it's probably a personal preference of mine. I don't like too high a mounting. I like it to be really very subtle, and you can sort of break up lines, and you can use mounds to set rocks in and create rockeries. Another way of doing it is having different heights of vegetation, so you don't have to mound at all.
With water flows here, I can't actually see whether there's some guttering comes down there off the roof. We're on the east side of the house, and there's another gutter where you can see water actually seems to just go, must be into a sump or some kind of well somewhere. I mean, are you thinking of utilising any of the runoff around here?
Well, that's why we were keen to drag some of that soil away from the house, so we've got water falling away from the house. And where you can, if you can sheet your water so you're not causing sort of little gullies and furrows. The way this sort of drains now, it'll come onto this stony pebbly area, which we're going to have the sort of seeding area, and that'll soften up any water that flows onto that, then could flow down on the garden. Obviously, it's ideal if you can water harvest to a certain degree on your garden, but you just got to be a little bit careful how you do it.
When we were here last week with you and Sarah doing the mapping, what did you come up with? Because you actually drew a map, a mud map at least, of what you want to achieve. Now, that's it looks very scientific, really, Gary, I've got to say.
No, it's very much a mud map, but we sort of didn't have a lot of time to do a really good plan. Probably the most difficult thing with these sort of landscapes is getting in the person you're doing the job's head, what's in your head, and how you're going to relay that, and you're both on the same page. Quite often, if you don't do it right in the first stages, you'll end up with a different product to what the client wanted. So it's really important to try and sit down in the early stages and say, this is what we're going to do, this is how it'll look, which is sort of what we did in the early stages, and I've just scribbled that onto a bit of a plan here.
I can see you've gone with the pebbled area, which is really the living area. Mm. Then you've gone with a sort of like some river sand, then the mound, I think, and then the furthest point away, that's under the bottle brush. So is that pretty much the basic plan?
Yeah, that's and you can see with what we've done on the plan, that's what we're getting on the ground, which is sort of the main objective. The guys are just sort of barring off the mound at the moment. We'll set some rocks into that.
You've got a lot of rocks.
Yeah, there's a lot of rocks. I don't know whether we use them all. We don't want to overcook it with that. But we have got some plant species which will be suited to rockeries, which are sort of rangy stuff that you see up the hill. So that'll keep that sort of in theme. With the river sand band that's sort of going from the living area or the patio area, if you like, we'll do a sort of a bit of a perennial and annual garden in that. And really that's just a texture contrast against the rubble, the sand, and then the organic mulch.
I'm going to chuck some annual seeds, some wildflower seeds in there, yeah, for the real display when it comes to spring.
Yeah, we'll get some wildflower seeds going, and you know, that might be good for people to have a look at to see how we do that. So you sort of imitate the natural conditions, if you like, and generally these things come up with autumn or winter rain. They generally like the cooler nights to get germinated, so we'll direct sow some of that seed in. We'll sort of probably give it a bit of an extra water to imitate the flooding rains, if you like, and hopefully we'll have good wildflower shows in the spring.
I also see that you've got Albert, Peter and Graham actually pulling out all the bits of buffalo underground, which you've dug up here, and trying to get rid of as much of the weeds as you can.
Yeah, for sure. That'll probably be a big job for Tracy in the early initial stages of this garden. It's just keeping the weeds under control. And once you get rid of those and you get rid of that sort of seed bank of weeds in the soil, you'll find you'll get control of it. But Certainly, I don't think there was a lot of cooch here when we started, but certainly cooch will be an issue and probably a bit of buffle.